All right, so we are diving into 1 Corinthians chapter 4 today. We're just looking at the first six verses. And I was looking at the interlinear translation this morning and looking at some of the, I'm not fluent in Greek or anything, but looking at some of the Greek words that are used here. And there's a little bit, of, I don't want to say wordplay, but there's a little bit going on underneath the surface that Paul's diving into here. There's a couple different type of Greek words that he's using to describe himself in this context that Paul's talking about being as a Christian believer and as a pastor and as a follower of Christ, being both a steward of the gifts that he's been given. So in some way, shape, or form, he's not the lowest of slaves. He's not a rower in the bottom of the boat. But at the same time, he is a slave to God's will for his life. And so he's there in the world of slavery at this time, there was this hierarchy where there's the people who are at the, you know, the picture a boat, the people at the very bottom of the boat rowing, that's the lowest level in the hierarchy. And there's the people who are leading those that are moving, that are giving the, in terms of kind of management, leading the boat forward, but still under the care of the master and under the care of the captain in a sense. And so Paul is placing himself kind of in that middle tier and he's talking about being a steward of the blessings and the message that he's been given. and then the other thing that I noticed in kind of reading through this is how Paul pronounces himself as not really a judge over himself, meaning he's not judging how well he's doing, how well he's doing. He doesn't concern himself with that. He's concerned with how God sees how he's doing. And there's a subtle difference there, and it's freeing because we're not to judge ourselves. We're to ask God for clarity around that. And then as you read a little further, he starts talking about how he is not really swayed by culture, and he's not real worried about what culture thinks of himself. And this is not something that I struggle with a ton. I'm not super worried about what other people think of me, but at the same time, I certainly am not immune to this. And there are areas of my life where this comes out in me, that where I am concerned about what others think about me. And Paul, the way he talks about this is kind of an inspiring fashion, the way he talks about not being concerned about culture. Paul is a great example of someone who's living on mission, someone who's staying on mission. And he calls us to the mat on this, to be stewards of the blessings and the message that we've been given. And so in these first, you know, I only went through six verses. It was enough kind of digging in that I only got through six. But the thing that where I landed with this today, the thing that jumps out to me is a question. And it's kind of a question that I want to think about every time I make a decision today. And the question is this: for whose benefit or to further whose mission am I making this decision? God's mission, God's benefit, or my own? For whose benefit am I making this decision, God's or my own? I think that's a very strong question. And I think that's a good application of kind of what Paul's getting at here. So great six verses, strong stuff this morning.